Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Friday to you. It's Friday, March the 29th. Hey, it's what, 5:06 in the morning. Getting ready to get out of here. Getting ready to hop on this Uber, head to the airport. But before I did all that, before you guys want to know where I'm going, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to Minnesota. First, I'm going to go there when it's not freezing. But I'm going to Minnesota for tomorrow's game. So I'm all packed and everything. I took yesterday off. My boss wanted me to work on some other things. So we had some other people cover the game. So a brother feels rejuvenated. But enough about that. What I want to talk about today is Tobias Harris. Actually, I spoke about Tobias Harris a couple days ago with my good friend Mike Small. You know, Mike is a regular on the podcast. He comes on at least once a week. He, my man T. Will, Mike Lee, whomever else I can get on there. I got to get my boy Devon Givens back on. We haven't been on in a while. But anyway, Mike Small and I had a great conversation about Tobias Harris. And I would like to share that with y'all. You know, last night, Tobias Harris had 6 points. He was 3 of 8. 3 of 8 shooting. You know, the thing that stands out to me, when you look at the stat thing, you see where Joel Embiid had 20 shots. Okay, Joel franchise. Jimmy Butler had 10 shots. He needs to have a little bit more, but Jimmy Butler had 10 shots. Okay, 2 more than Tobias Harris. But then the thing that strikes me is J.J. Redick was 6 of 12. Yes, he was 4 of 9 on threes. I get that. Ben Simmons was 7 of 14. There's no way in heck that they should have more shots than Tobias Harris. And Tobias Harris had 8 shots in 35 minutes, 22 seconds. When you look at the fourth quarter, Tobias Harris did not attempt a shot. He did not attempt a shot in the fourth quarter at all. No, not at all. Zero. No foul shots, no nothing. He had 2 defensive rebounds, and that's it, in 9 minutes and 7 seconds. Now, I get it. It was a blowout win, da-da-da. But come on now. Tobias has to be more involved. And Mike Small and I, we talked about this a couple days ago. And, you know, I'm a fan of Tobias, but I do think that he's in a bad situation right now. And I'm going to share this with you guys right after this commercial break.
All right, now, if there's a lot of people, you know, they see Tobias Harris, they saw what he did the first couple games. They're looking at him now and they're saying what's going on. And I'm just going to tell you what I think, and you could go on with this as well. Now, the thing about Tobias, unfortunately, well, first of all, the one thing is he was sick. And I have a lot of respect for him because he never used an excuse. He played. I mean, this team, every day somebody has some type of ailment and they're missing games.
Do they have a vitamin guy? Get them a vitamin guy.
I know, right? But he played. He played. And his shot was off, you know, and I'm looking at him warm up. You could tell something was wrong, but he was out there playing. Tobias, just like Jimmy, just like Joel, they're all guys who have to have the ball in their hands, right? Now, when Joel Embiid wasn't around, everything basically went through Tobias. He was the guy. Now, Tobias is delayed. Like, now they're trying to get Jimmy more involved, and they'll try to get Tobias off early. But then you notice late in the game, it now is the Jimmy and Joel show, right? And I think Tobias is suffering from that. I could be wrong. But I think now, like, some of the plays that you're running for J.J. Redick, you have to get Tobias more involved. And the thing is, so what happens is, when guys aren't used to getting the ball, and Dario Saric, this happened to him a lot, when you're not used to, you know you're not getting the ball, and if you get something and you might pass it, like, you know, in the past, you would pass the ball to someone else. Well, now sometimes you're taking these off-balance shots just trying to score. And Tobias isn't always that way, but when you look at some of his shots sometimes, you're saying, hey, it doesn't look like the smooth, like, fluidity that he had before.
Yeah.
And I kind of believe that it's up to the Sixers. And again, but what people are saying is that they're going to have a package for him in the playoffs that's going to, you know, take advantage of some of the stuff where it's going to feature him a little bit more. So that's what I'm waiting for. But at the same time, it's hard when you're a ball-dominant player and you can create your own shot. He is a team guy. But when you're playing with a Jimmy Butler and you're playing with a Joel Embiid because somebody's going to take a hit, and it looks like it's him.
It's interesting watching it, too, because, you know, when that trade went down, I don't think there was a person in Philadelphia that said, boy, that was a bad trade. You don't want to add Tobias Harris to your mix. But, you know, you sort of have to wonder once in a while, you know, was it the best idea to make that trade? Should they have just gotten a couple of role players and figured it out? But then when you see him on the court, he can be so good. His shot is beautiful and pure, and his release is fantastic, and he can go to the basket. He can put the ball on the floor. He makes pretty good passes, makes pretty good decisions most of the time, too. You know, he's had some strange games, which was the game where he missed like 20 layups. Was that the Boston game?
That was when he was sick, too. That was the game.
Yeah.
I'm making excuses for him, but, you know, he played. He missed some games,
yeah.
But yeah.
He never takes off, but, you know, it's just strange because it's that guy that, you know, it's that Bobby Abreu syndrome where a guy looks so good and you think he should be awesome all the time, and then the next thing you know he's not, and you wonder what's going on. And yeah, I mean, if he's been sick and he's trying to figure out the flow of the offense, of course, but when he looks good, he's really good. He's a really good player.
I also think the main thing is, you know, you have three guys that have to get the ball. You do. And Jimmy went through it. Like, see, you got to realize, Joel's always going to get the ball. Ben Simmons has the ball in his hands. You know, JJ, they run plays for him. Tobias doesn't have any plays ran for him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where...
Well, early on, he was the guy first quarter that they said, let's get Tobias going.
They've
kind of gone away from that a little bit lately.
Yeah, they kind of gone away from it. But if you notice, like, in the one game I'm going to talk about is the Milwaukee game. This guy was like, I'm open.
He barely got any shots in that game.
Yeah, they looked them off. They were looking them off. And, you know, and then there was a time in the Atlanta game where he was like, I'm open. And they were like, yo, ISO, we're running ISO.
So let me ask you a question, going back to our first segment. Is that when a coach should call a timeout and say, what are you guys doing? Tobias is wide open. Let's change what we're doing.
You have to.
That's coaching.
You have to. But that's coaching. But that's what it is. I mean, that's what it is. And the thing is like you said, it's kind of like fantasy basketball. Now, again, I like Tobias. I think they need him. He has to get off early and get in the rhythm because he's not going to get those touches late in the game. But again, it's like everybody thinks that everyone's going to like be the man and they're all going to have these points and it's going to be harmony. No, someone's going to take a hit. It's not fantasy basketball. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Someone's going to take a hit. And that's what it is. He's taking a hit now. He's going through a little slump. But I believe, because I believe it's kind of similar to what, what's my man? It's kind of similar to what Dario Saric went through. It's like, you know, Dario had to sacrifice himself because he was playing with Joel. Joel's going to get his. Ben had the ball. Now you got Jimmy Butler in this thing, too. So I think Tobias is taking hits because of that. Can he respond? Bounce back? We'll see in the playoffs. Like, a lot of this thing with the Sixers is to be continued.
So your message from today, as I'm listening to you, is don't read too much into these games right now. They may blow a couple games. They may have some clunkers. But theoretically, they're trying to figure things out and tinker a little bit to get ready for the playoffs without showing too much. Would be your opinion?
Yes and no. Like, I think they're tinkering and things, but again, you can't lose to the Atlanta Hawks. You can't lose to the Orlando Magic.
Or do you think that they, meaning the coaching and leadership, believe that they can turn it on and turn it off? And like, okay, last 5 minutes, let's just go win this thing. And they haven't been able
to. Well, they say good coaching is what they say what it is, and when you're coaching in the NBA in the regular season, what coaches tend to try to do is they try to win the first quarter. You want to win the first quarter. And then you just play in basketball for like the second and third quarter and a little bit of fourth. The last 5 minutes of the game, you hope that it's close, and then you can pull it out. That's what it is.
Sixers do have the best record in games decided by 5 points or less in the league.
So, exactly.
There
so,
is that. I'll put one on the other side of the ledger.
That's what it is, and that's what they in the regular season. Now, again, you can't lose these games. I think that, you know, guys are saying they're over, like, the guys are saying they're not overconfident. They played poorly. I think that they came in here thinking that they were smelling themselves and thinking they could win. And I think that, you know, some adjustments need to be made. But again, I'm not going to kill him because, see, here again, we could go back to Brad Stevens. Like, you know, I remember in the playoffs when it came out that Brad Stevens wasn't Coach of the Year, there was a lot of my friends in the Boston media asking, Brad, did you vote for Brad Stevens? Did you do this? Did you do that? No, nobody voted for Brad Stevens. Everybody went with Toronto's coach because, you know, everybody said, you know, that Dwayne Casey, who's now with Detroit, was the coach. He was the guy. He won the award. His team got bumped in the second round, whereas Brad Stevens' team, you know, went to the Eastern Conference Finals. So it's, again, like, you see what coaches do. You see what coaches do down the stretch, down the stretch meaning in the postseason, and that's how they're going to be determined. That's how things are going to change. But look, man, we've been on this thing for a long time.
Good pod today. Yeah, a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, great stuff. I can't wait to have you back, my man. I can't wait to have you back.
I'm feeling like a regular now. Are you ready to call me a regular now?
Yeah, you're a regular.
All right.
Of course you are. But look, y'all, Mike, where can they you give them your Twitter handle so they can follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, it's @RealMikeSmall. So give me a follow. I just kind of got going in this thing in the last 2 years with the Twitter, so I could use some followers. @RealMikeSmall. And then, of course, check out some of our stories. I get to write a lot of stories for thefifthquarter.com, and that's PHIFTH quarter.
Yeah, because I was doing it the F. But hey, I want to thank y'all for listening and have a great day. Peace.
Yeah, so that was the segment that I had with my man Mike Small. Like I said, he's a great guy, great Twitter follow. Make sure you follow him. He keeps it 100, you know, 100. I mean, we talk a lot, and sometimes he says stuff, I'm like, like I have a reputation of keeping it real, but that's Mike. I mean, he's probably the realest dude I know. So make sure you follow him. And in regards to Tobias, you know, it's one of those things where I honestly think they need to get him the ball more. You know, they just do. You know, you look at it, there's no reason why he shouldn't have any shots. You know, he had 0 shots in the fourth quarter. Ben Simmons had 5. Joel had 7. JJ had 2. Jimmy had 3. He had 0. So, you know, I just think that, you know, from a guy who, when Embiid was hurt, was the dude carrying, not really carrying a team, but he was the leading scorer. And then he goes from that to being Agent Zero. It shouldn't happen. So all I'm saying is you guys have a great weekend. I'm getting ready to get out of here, hop on this Uber. Hopefully you guys will listen to me this morning or this weekend. I hope to have Mr. Michael Lee on for Monday's show. Mike will be in Minnesota. So, you know, I try to get him after the game on Saturday. But look, y'all, I'll holler at you later. Peace.